And among the cast for Oedipus, the king, was a young Jonathan Taylor. Can you just tell us what you played?
Jonathan Taylor, then, before Equity got their hands on my name. I played a plague victim of Thebes who had lost his legs and was therefore wheeling himself around by his hands on a cart. I was all of 12 years old. My parents, in their spare time, well, in what they laughingly referred to as their spare time, ran a youth theatre at my school. It was just a normal London Comprehensive, but that had had Don Taylor and Ellen Dryden and Patrick Stewart directing their school plays. And there were about 10 of us from CYT, Chiswick Youth Theatre, CYT, who were used as part of that opening sequence. My dad always called it his Bergman sequence.
His
Bergman sequence.
Bergman, of course. Yes.
There's all the faces at the very different mood, but in Bergman's film of the Magic Flute, you've got all those faces one after another. And
it's quite a long sequence, isn't it?
Yeah, and it took really incredible music by Derek Bourgeois. You have to, if you talk about Dad's TV groups.
Is this the Endymion Ensemble?
On some of them, I believe. Yes. But the music that Derek wrote was so evocative and sinister and wonderful, and there's this whole sequence of non-specific ethnicities or time periods, but of suffering. So there's people who look like they might be from the 19th century Balkans. There's people who look like early 20th century, maybe sort of diaspora Jews coming from pogroms and again touches of the Holocaust, and there's a sort of 40s woman I remember with a pram, looking like a refugee from the Battle of Britain, and then there's the kid with no legs.